Let's talk a moment about something sacred, the commissioning of intercessors. At Awakening Prayerhubs, we don't just send people out. We don't just give them a title. We commission them. And that word carries weight in the spirit. It's not symbolic. It's governmental. Commissioning is a public recognition of a private preparation. It's a divine act of alignment, affirmation, and authority. And it's not something that we do lightly. You must walk with us for at least one full year, being active, filing your reports, before we consider commissioning you. Why? Because the Lord doesn't commission the untested. We need to get to know you. Jesus sent out his disciples. Well, he didn't send out his disciples the moment that they followed him. He later did, but it wasn't immediate. He trained them, right? He corrected them. He rebuked them. He refined them. He then commissioned them. And I'm not saying I'm going to rebuke you, but you are going to be trained. And so Mark 6:7 says he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority. That word send is apostolic in nature. It speaks of being sent with authority to represent the one who sends you. And that's what commissioning does. When we commission you, we're not just celebrating your faithfulness. We're conferring spiritual authority and acknowledging your role in God's plan to see revival and transformation in the earth. It's a big deal. So what happens when we commission you? Well, you receive a fresh impartation of grace and fire to fulfill your assignment. Heaven marks you. Hell takes notice. You step into a new level of visibility and responsibility. Your sphere of influence expands. You're not just leading prayer meetings, you're shaping atmospheres. And you become a carrier of our DNA, representing not just your local hub, but the movement at large. And that's why we wait. That's why we watch for fruit, consistency, humility, growth. Commissioning is not a reward. It's a responsibility. It is an approval. It is a celebration. You know, 1 Timothy 5:22 says, do not in haste lay hands on any man. And so when we lay hands and speak words of commissioning over you, we're declaring before heaven and earth, this intercessor has been proven. This watchman can be trusted. This warrior has been trained. So if you're new, don't rush the process. Let the Lord form you. Let the movement shape you. Let your roots go deep. And if you haven't been faithfully serving with us for a year, serving, praying, reporting, growing, then your time will come. Stick with it. A year goes by really fast. And if you have been and when it's time, you'll know. We'll know. And we'll do it. It'll be a big celebration. So you'll know, we'll know together. We're going to mark the moment when you're publicly released into a greater dimension of your prayer leadership. I know you're an intercessor now, but commissioning is just something special. And commissioning with an organization, with a ministry, it does take time because we take relationships seriously. We're going to commission you with fire, with oil, with apostolic backing, because this is not a volunteer position. Oh, being an awakening prayer leader is a heavenly assignment. It's spiritual warfare at a strategic level. And when we commission you, we're sending you as a weapon in the hand of God with our full backing. So look forward to that. Track with us. Stay engaged because we love it when we get to commission newly minted intercessors, prayer warriors, and watchmen.
The whole world is in crisis, and the signs of the times are accelerating. We're in a hinge moment in history, and the enemy knows his time is short. But in 2007, God woke me up after midnight and spoke to my heart about a third great awakening. Now, we're closer than we've ever been before. That's why I'm calling a million revival-minded intercessors to join me in making a new appeal to heaven. I'm calling remnant prayer warriors to gather in one accord to push back the darkness that's invading our churches, our families, and our nations. The enemy is raging. The great falling away is underway. But God always responds to united prayer and fasting. Join me and intercessors in over 100 nations at Awakening Prayer Hubs. Together, we can change the course of history. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement.